Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the 18th parak of Maseches Kelim, and says the Mishnah, Hashida Be'Shamay Omrim Nimdedes Mibifnim. When it comes to a wooden box, so the halacha is that if it could hold more than 40 saw of liquid, then it's not metaltal malivarekan. It's not something that could be moved when it's full, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. So how do you measure if it's it could hold 40 saw of liquid? So Be'Shamay says you measure the inside of it, the airspace, if the airspace inside of it can hold 40 saw. No, you pretend that the outer wall is the thinnest of thin, even though it may actually be thick, and you measure anything inside the outer surface of the outer wall, if that could hold 40 saw. But everyone agrees the thickness of the legs and the thickness of the rims don't count toward the 40 saw. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Be'Shamay Be'Shamay both agree that that does get measured with him, with them. Ubeinayim eino nimdad. It's just the area between the legs doesn't get measured toward the 40 saw, because that's really outside of the kli. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, imhayor aglaim kvol stefach ein beinayim nimdad, v'imlav beinayim nimdad. That even between the legs might be measured toward the 40 saw if the legs are less than one tefach high. If they're more than one tefach high, then we do not measure the area in between the legs of the kli. Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah talks about the following: Muchni Shala, the wheels of this box, of the Shida, which is like a wagon. So the wheels of this wooden wagon that you have, Bismanshi Nishmetas, when it's removable. So then we have several halachos. Number one, eino chibula. It's not considered to be connected to the wagon, so it's not one kli. It's considered a separate kli. So if the wagon itself can't hold 40 saw of liquid, it's able to be mekabel tuma, and the wheel will stay tahar even as the wagon is mekabel tuma, because it's a separate kli. Number two, veinim dedesima. We don't measure it together with the wagon in terms of measuring out the 40 saw. Number three, it doesn't protect from the tumma of Oel HaMeis, meaning if it holds more than 40 saw of liquid, it can't become tame. So if it goes over a dead body, it protects the kelim inside of it from becoming tame, because it itself is not mekabel tumma, but the wheel is able to become tame. So there's a kli inside the actual box that sticks out above the wheel, and the wheel goes over a mace, then that kli does become tameh, because the wheel cannot protect that which is over it from becoming tameh. And the fourth halacha, v'in goronos b'shabbos mashiach b'toch ma'os. You're not allowed to pull it on Shabbos if there's money inside the wheel, because the wheel is removable, so it's considered its own separate kli. So if you have money in the wheel, you can't move it on Shabbos. So therefore you can't move the cart, because that's going to cause the wheel to move. V'imein in nishmetas, but if the wheel is not removable, the wheel is considered to be fully attached to the wagon, then chibrula, then it's considered to be part of the wagon, and therefore if the wagon itself does not hold memsa'a, and it becomes tame, the wheel becomes tame also. Vinim dedesima, and when you measure whether it could hold 40 saw, we count the wheel toward that measurement because it's part of it. Umatzelesima ba'olames, and if the wagon is large enough and therefore is not makabel tumah, it could be matzil its contents ba'olames, and the wheel also will be matzil the contents ba'olames. V'goronos ha'b'Shabbos al pi sheish b'tocha ma'os, and then you're allowed to pull it on Shabbos even though there's money inside the wheel, because it's not its own kli, it's part of the cart. And only muktzah that's on the ikur part of the kli will make the kli asr to move. But over here, it's on a very tafel part of the kli. So there's a din in hilchus muktzah that even though there's a concept of a basus l'davar asr, so you're not allowed to be metaltel that which is supporting the davar asr. But over here, the basus is a secondary part of the kli, and therefore it does not turn the whole kli into a basus l'davar asr. Hakamrun shala, if there's an awning over the box, over the cart, over the wagon, bizmanshu kavua, when it's set into place, chibrula, so it's considered to be fully connected to it, in that it's a single kli. So if the wagon becomes tameh, the awning becomes tameh. Vinim dadima, and it's also measured as part of the 40 saw. Vimenu kavua, einu chibrula, veinu nim dadima. But if it's not set into place, then it's not considered part of the kli, part of the wagon, and it does not get measured with it either. Ketzad modinoso, how do we measure the airspace? Rosh tur, we make a diagonal from the top of the walls that are not covered by the canopy to the top edge of the canopy, and and anything below that imaginary line is considered to be the airspace of the cart. Meaning, if the awning, like let's say it's like a baby stroller type of awning, where it doesn't cover the whole area underneath it, it only goes halfway. So how do you measure what's considered to be the inside of the kli? So you go from the edge of the awning and you make an imaginary diagonal line down to the edge of the stroller, so to speak. And whatever's underneath that imaginary line is considered to be the contents of the wagon. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Amen Yechol Lam B'Fnatzma Tahora, that if the cart can't stand by itself without the awning in place, then it's going to be Tahor. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we spoke about the actual box, the wooden wagon, and it's not a wagon, it's more like a push cart or something. So Beis Shammai says that it gets measured only from its airspace when you're measuring out whether it can hold 40 sub. Beis Hillel says, no, you measure the entire volume from the outside, and there's a machlokas about whether the ove haraglayim, the thickness of the legs and the thickness of the rims, are for sure measured with it, or for sure not measured with it. But Rabbi Shimon Shazuri said that it depends, that whether the area between the legs gets measured with it depends on the height of the legs. And then in Mishnah Beis, we spoke about that there are four different halachos that would about the wheels of the cart that would depend whether it's fully attached or not fully attached. Does it become tamei along with it? Does it get measured the 40 sa together with it? Is it able to be matzil in an oel hameis? And are you allowed to move it on Shabbos when there's muktza in the wheel? And then we spoke about the awning over the cart, and said that if it's kavua into the cart, then it's considered to be one big kli with it, and it's measured together with it, and otherwise it's not. We said the way to measure the contents of it is by drawing an imaginary diagonal line from the awning, from the edge of the awning to the edge of the cart. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud Ches, Mishnah Gimel.